Welcome to North Valley's devotional podcast for May 19th, 2021. Today we'll be reading from Exodus 32, verses 1 through 6. After the people saw that Moses had been on the mountain for a long time, they went to Aaron and said, "Make us an image of God who will lead and protect us. Moses brought us out of Egypt, but nobody knows what has happened to him." Aaron told them, "Bring me the gold earrings that your wives and sons and daughters are wearing." Everybody took off their earrings and brought them to Aaron. Then he melted them and made an idol in the shape of a young bull. All the people said to one another, "This is the God who brought us out of Egypt." When Aaron saw what was happening, he built an altar in front of the idol and said, "Tomorrow we will celebrate in honor of the Lord." The people got up early the next morning and killed some animals to be used for sacrifices and others to be eaten. Then everyone ate and drank so much that they began to carry on like wild people. If Moses were to take a job satisfaction survey in the early part of Exodus 32, this work would get a one-star, do not recommend situation. He is off getting direction from God on Israel's behalf, and in the meantime, Israel decides he's been gone long enough that he's dead. They don't send a scout or try to find out. They just decide to move on. It's at this point that the monkeys start running the circus, starting with a misplaced understanding of who it was that led them out of Egypt. Moses, instead of God, Israel asks for a new image of God. Aaron, who is watching the store while Moses is gone, immediately agrees. He goes for the false God choice of the month and fashions a golden bull out of their melted down jewelry. It's clear from the text that it's a lot of bull. It will be even more clear later on when Aaron claims that he was melting down the earrings and the bull just appeared out of the fire. Israel is quick enough to embrace this new image and say of the bull that they have just made together, "This is the God who brought us out of Egypt." Aaron, whether out of self-preservation or in order to try to have this nonsense make some sort of sense, builds an altar in front of the bull and claims that it is the Lord. It's unclear if Aaron is starting a new religion or trying to use the golden bull to represent the God that Israel has been following. Either way, neither God or Moses are well pleased. That makes sense. Moses is far from dead and is working on Israel's behalf to collaborate with God. God has been clear in the recently given Ten Commandments, there are to be no other gods and no graven images. Israel is blatantly acting out of self-preservation and direction, rather than out of trust and constancy. On his return, Moses ends the party immediately. There is a price to be paid for this lack of faithfulness, and proper order is reestablished. There are many implications in this brief narrative. Much can be said about Aaron's leadership, the way strong leaders develop a cult of personality that can be confused with God's leadership, and about Israel's willingness to embrace a new God as soon as the old God doesn't seem to work out the way they want. Israel is impatient and needy. They want immediate answers to their problems and are willing to create those, quote, solutions. Aaron is swayed by the people, whether that's by a chance to have power or by the potential consequences of not giving in to them, and that equates to poor leadership on his part. From a distance, it's easy to criticize Aaron and Israel, but if we're willing to look, it's not hard to see similar patterns throughout the history of faith or in our own culture. People, including us, are prone to fill in the gap for God, or meaning, if God doesn't show up as quickly as we'd like or in the ways that we'd prefer. Whether we put the economy, politics, entertainment, or hedonism as our golden bull, we too are often willing to direct our trust and well-being to a God of our own devising, a God that serves our purposes. Some questions for today. What things do you put in the place of God? What pushes you to choose other gods? What helps you to stay dependent and faithful to God?